And my father was with the oil, Pure Oil Company, for 42 years. And he had a, I don't know what, they can't remember what they called those jobs during the war. It was a, an essential job to the war effort. And we had, for gasoline, you had tickets that you would put up on the windshield. And there were A, B, C, and D. A being you got the most gasoline. Mm-hmm. And so on both of our cars, we had A stickers. So we got gasoline, which was rationed along with everything else.
Wow. So when the soldiers lived with you, that then the house in Savannah, that mm-hmm. house must have been pretty large.
It was four bedrooms, but it wasn't, you know, just a house.
That's really neat.
Nothing like this house,
right.
Believe me.
This is a big house.
This house, we have six bedrooms.
Wow.
Finished
you
basement. Well, there, yeah, we've always had some of them here, but now they've all got homes of their own,
all
so.
Right. Is this the house where your kids grew up?
No. We our oldest two were married, and Scott, the youngest, was in college, and we moved, and we didn't tell him we were going to move. And he called one day, and the same number that we had over there we have here. And I said, oh, he said, well, he was coming home. And I said, okay, well, when you come home, don't go to the old house because we don't live there anymore. He said, Mother, why did you? I said, oh, well, I was trying to get rid of you, Scotty.
You
and you found us.
How long have you lived here?
21 years. And then he got married, and he and his wife lived downstairs after he graduated. They got married his junior year in college. And so then when they came back, they lived down here for a while. But they moved because Andrea said, I can't live here. And I said, why? And she said, I thought it was something we had done. And she said, because Scott acts like he's 3 years old when he gets in this house because you wait on him hand and foot. So they moved.
Oh, do they live in?
They live in Suwannee.
Oh, I see. So what? Tell me about a little bit about this community.
Well, it was just a little dinky mm-hmm. Tucker town when we were growing up. And we used to come through Tucker, or go through Tucker, when we would have hay rides. The band would have a hay ride, and we would go to Stone Mountain. And we'd get in the truck, you know, with the hay. Uh-huh. Been on a hay ride?
It's
no.
Been, well, I have.
Oh, have you?
Years, church.
Yeah.
Years.
Well, we used to ride from Grady High School, and I don't know how we got to Stone Mountain because, of course.
A long way.
Yeah. And we would go through Tucker, and it was just a little town, you know. Now it's big.
It's almost Atlanta.
Yeah. It, well, I really just consider it Atlanta. I know it does have its own post mm-hmm. office, so it is a town. But it's it might as well be Atlanta.
Right.
Everything's Atlanta. Suwannee is Atlanta.
It's true. It's almost nicer to live a little bit out of
it. Well, it's hard, though. Oh, well, now for Scott, it's not, because he's at Gwinnett Medical. Mm-hmm. So it's really not that far for him. Our daughter's married to an Episcopal priest who teaches at Columbia Theological Seminary, and they live in Smyrna. So it's a good ways from Smyrna to Decatur, which
yes.
is where the school is.
That's a commute.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to mind it, though.
And
then Bill has a counseling office over at the Cathedral of St. Philip, which is on Peachtree Street, which is not much better,
wow.
you know, in location to their home. So.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like your car in this.
But it's a nice, yeah, you really do. It's a nice area here.
It is.
When we moved here, it was just the big white house next door mm-hmm. on this property, and they owned it all. And then they built this house back here. And sold all of these 17 lots to other people, to the builders. And then when we moved here, there were just three other families here.
Wow, so you